was the overarching goal as far as what you're releasing here with comments? Obviously, Facebook has had comments for a while, but what, you know, what was your, like, I guess what's the kind of overarching goal with this kind of new version of comments?
Well, we're always looking to, we're always working to iterate on our products, and this is update is a natural evolution of our existing comments plugin, which we first launched in February 2009. Over the past couple of years, we've worked really closely with partners and listened to their feedback all the time. One of the consistent themes that we heard from them in regards to comments is that partners wanted a system with great moderation, which led to a really authentic quality discussion on their site and provided a lot of distribution. And that was the spirit behind the product we released today as an upgrade.
So a lot of it came in response to what some of your partners were asking for.
Yeah, that my team works with media partners and listens to their feedback and helps them understand how to use Facebook's tools to drive value for their business. And in regards to comments, we heard two themes from partners in addition to the moderation. One was that they viewed Facebook as a distribution platform and that comments offered a really great opportunity to get distribution, that users can easily share their comments back to Facebook. The average user has 130 friends, and then extend the conversation around the web. The other theme that we heard from partners consistently is that they really wanted a quality conversation around their content, that they cared more about quality than quantity, and that as the number of blogs and content sites we visit every day grow, it should be easy to see the most high-quality comments first based on feedback from your friends and the rankings from other readers. And that's what we built into this product.
Right. Now, I've heard a lot of people talk about, I saw Robert Scoble had made a comment in a blog post saying, you know, this is going to lead to more civilized discourse because, you know, people have their names associated with it. But I guess I've seen the opposite in some cases, too, on some really well-trafficked Facebook pages. I think just because people can punch in their comments so easily without having to, let's say, register first, sometimes they'll throw things out almost more quickly than maybe they should.
We think it will facilitate a higher quality conversation, that the comments plugin makes commenting online more like having a conversation in the real world by leveraging authentic and persistent identities to create more relevant and meaningful dialogue across the web. And we think that is going to lead to a higher quality conversation when it's your real identity and you're representing yourself within the comments you're making.
And what about, what options have you seen with publishers? You've got a whole bunch of publishers that kind of adopted kind of right out of the gate. Are they having just Facebook comments? Are they allowing other types of commenting systems? How have you seen them adopted so far?
We're seeing a lot of publishers who joined us in today's launch implementing Facebook's comment as the exclusive commenting option on their site. Sites like the Sporting News and SB Nation and Discovery Communications launched with Facebook comments today.
And they were all doing it exclusively?
Yes.
And with the, you're allowing, I guess it's Yahoo login in order to comment on these, on the third-party sites. Where are you at as far as Google and Twitter goes as far as login?
Well, as part of the update, as you note, we added Yahoo as a third-party login. We hope to add additional major providers in the future, that we're always looking for more ways to improve the product and add more flexibility for partners, but we have nothing further to announce today.
Okay. Who do you see as kind of the main competition in what you're doing with the comments? Do you think that there's a way for you to kind of coexist with these other kind of established players like Discuss and Echo and the other ones that a lot of sites use?
When we develop products, we focus most on meeting the needs of our users and developers in creating really good solutions. So we basically, that this update is based on feedback from users and developers and partners. We plan on continuing to iterate on it, but we think that the greater moderation that's built into this product, the distribution of reaching Facebook's over 500 million users, the higher engagement through the conversations threading both on the publisher site and on Facebook itself, and the quality makes us a really compelling product for publishers.
I know it's only launched today, but do you have a feel for what some of the kind of challenges people have had with it as far as kind of any confusion about certain aspects of it or features?
We're always listening to partner feedback. Honestly, we only launched a few hours ago, and so we'll be monitoring closely in the coming days and really are open to feedback on how we continue to improve the product and any issues that people are encountering in the early days of this upgrade.
Yeah. Someone, I heard people talk about, you know, there's this, one of the features that's kind of interesting is that when you see someone's comment on their Facebook, on their news feed, you'll see like a friend's comment from another site and you respond to it and then it goes back onto that third-party site. Do you think that's something that might take people a little while to get used to?
I think users will understand the natural conversation. What's really cool about this product is the most interesting content on Facebook is the stuff that I discover through my friends. That over 30 billion pieces of content are shared on Facebook each month, and it's really a way where you find kind of content through your friends and through people.
Right.
What the commenting system enables now is when I'm commenting an article, say, on MediaShift, I immediately have social context and the opinion of my friend that is being delivered on whatever the article is on your site. And from that, I think there's just a very natural discussion that takes place that's unified on both sites. So I think users are actually going to find this leads to a richer, more authentic dialogue taking place on publishers that implement it, and also on Facebook.
One of the things that I've always thought would be great to have, and I don't think this kind of gets you a little bit of the way there, but it'd be great to have kind of all the conversations that are happening in one place, and you guys have Friend Feed, which kind of does that a little bit. Do you see this becoming, like, down the road, kind of the unified commenting, that it would bring together comments that are made in different places all into maybe onto your Facebook feed or into the third-party site?
Well, we see the news feed as a way of discovering content through your friends. So if I comment on an article on PBS and the Sporting News and Discovery and The Examiner, my friends can now see it in their news feeds itself. So you certainly can see the news feed as a great way to discover the conversations that are happening among your friends you're most interested in.
But as far as being kind of an aggregator of comments in other systems, you don't see that happening at some point?
No, that I think the newsfeed is always going to be a good way for social discovery of content, but that's the way in which we view it, that you go to Facebook to find out what's going on in your friend's life. When you show up to Facebook.com and I show up to Facebook.com, even though we both typed in an identical URL, we're having fundamentally different experiences because we have different friends and different interests who are sharing different things about their lives and from publisher sites. That's the experience that's going to continue on Facebook.
Yeah. Because I notice, you know, when I look in my feed, I do see, let's say, someone has a tweet and it gets sent over to their Facebook news stream. And so, I mean, I am seeing a lot of the things from other services, not just Facebook. So I guess that's why I'm wondering if there's a way that comments in other systems could somehow be shared without necessarily going through Facebook.
Well, when we launched the platform in 2007, we basically opened it up for developers to allow people to connect with the things they care most about and the entities they care most about, whether it's a publisher, whether it's a sports team, whether it's a celebrity. And because of that, I think that Facebook is a great place to find things that are really interesting in your life. But that's the way that Facebook works, and that's the way it's going to continue to work going forward.
Yeah. When you talk about the comment moderation, I noticed that, you know, as far as the users, what they can do, I mean, they're seeing their friends come up to the top. They're seeing things that are, I guess, recommended by a lot of people. A lot of the commenting systems have kind of a thumbs up or thumbs down. Would you guys still continue to just have the thumbs up, or would you consider doing thumbs down as well?
That I think we continue to listen to feedback on how best to surface the most relevant and useful comments. We have no immediate plans to change what we launched today, but essentially we want users to see a really quality conversation, and we think the way you do it is you first see the comments that are made by your friends, and then we want you to see the comments that rank most highly from other readers on a publisher site.
but you don't, and so the way that someone could, let's say, knock something down or put something down is there's a way to kind of block them, I guess, from your view? Is that the easiest way to do
that? Yeah, as you're reading, you can mark comments as spam or report them as being abusive.
Yeah, and then that's up to the publisher to basically go through those and decide what to do.
Well, so we will naturally kind of surface the most highly ranked comments. Those will be the ones that you'll see more than other comments. And then we also give moderation controls to publishers based on their feedback. We added a bunch of new moderation controls as well as blacklist controls that website administrators can control the visibility of a comment from making it private to hiding it completely, and can blacklist users in words such as foul language and spammy terms, all from their own moderation dashboard.
And so how does it work as far as could the publisher or the person that's reading the comments, are they going to see a highly rated comment above one of their friends' comments, or how does that exactly work in the hierarchy of comments, and is there a way to adjust that?
Yeah, well, each individual user each individual reader that goes to a publisher site on the site sees a different view, because everyone, just like you and I, have different friends, and from that, what you see in a comments plugin and what I see in the comments box are different, because we have different friends and the surface stuff from the friends and kind of the rankings. The publisher then has an administrative dashboard which also shows the comments that are being made on their site.
And so which would be ranked higher between, does it go by friends first or by what's ranked higher, or is that just vary person to person?
Yeah, the product seeks to surface the most high-quality comments first. And that's kind of the way in which we've built it. And we'll be continuing evolving and improving our approach around this to ensure there's a really quality conversation.
Got it. But at the moment, there's no way for the moderator to kind of adjust what shows up first for people?
No.
Okay. Got it. I know part of what you show when you see those comments is it'll say, you know, the person, they're kind of their affiliation, either where they work or maybe with the school they went to. Is there a way to adjust those affiliations, either to show them, not show them, for each person to adjust those?
This is actually the type of feedback that we look for from partners. It's actually great to hear it from you. The way in which it's built, all the details are on the blog post we did today on developers.facebook.com. I think Jillian sent it over.
Yeah.
And from it, if you see features and kind of potential features that will be useful or things that you'd change, honestly, just shoot me an email, that we're really open to this type of feedback.
Okay. So at the moment, that's not totally clear as far as how to change that.
The details are in the blog post. And that specific question, I actually don't know the answer off the top of my head, but
okay.
Kind of the developer documentation will have it.
Okay. No, fair enough.
And those affiliations do respect privacy settings.
Yeah, I thought that's what someone had said, that it depends on what you set as your privacy settings, whether you want people to see your info or not.
Yeah, it's kind of an interesting situation. So if you've made your school network public, but
yeah,
maybe not where you work, your school network will more than likely show up, even if it's more relevant where you work. So I think part of this will be addressed by the privacy controls and people adjusting those.
Okay. So they'll just have to know to go into their privacy controls to change them in order to change basically what would show up there.
Yeah, that when we release products, we respect users' privacy settings, and if a user decides to change their privacy settings, we give them the control to do it.
Okay. One of the other feedbacks I heard was about the number of comments that TechCrunch had implemented it, and they're not seeing, you know, that there are 48 comments or whatever. Is that something you might address in an update?
Well, we believe that this product encourages quality rather than just quantity of comments. That what I think you're seeing even today on publisher sites is a very real, interesting dialogue that's occurring around the comment section. And one of the consistent themes that we heard from publishers as we've been talking with them over the past couple of years is you often get so many comments, one can't surface the relevant and interesting comments. So that's what this product's trying to address.
And what about people who aren't on Facebook? Would they still be able to comment on the stories if they're just exclusively using Facebook?
That you can log in through Facebook, you can log in through Yahoo, and we'll be looking to add additional flexibility going forward in terms of login providers.
Okay. So at the moment, if you don't have Yahoo and you don't have Facebook, then you're not able to make comments in the system.
Yeah, the two ways in which you log into the system are through Facebook and Yahoo, correct?
Got it.